do. I still enjoy the heck out of it. I guess that's a good thing. You know? Yeah. Yeah. So, and I am, you know, I still really do. I just love it. You know, I do really do enjoy what I do. Yeah. So, as long as I like it, you know. But if it gets to the point where I don't listen, then, you know. No. I don't know. If the opportunity's there, I might consider it. But you know, right now I'm pretty happy where I'm at. You know, doesn't make it sense. Yeah, exactly. It goes down quick. Transfer as much of that knowledge as I can, you know, and I take it with me. That's a big thing.
Isn't that job security when you don't teach when you work?
The time is 5 o'clock p.m., and this meeting of the Carson City Planning Commission will be called to order at the Community Center, Sierra Room, 851 East William Street, Carson City, Nevada. Ms. Warren, would you take the roll, please?
Chairperson Wendell.
Here.
Vice Chair Elswine.
Here.
Commissioner Castro.
Here.
Commissioner Dahme. Commissioner Owens. Commissioner Sadler.
Here.
Commissioner Steele.
Here.
A quorum's present.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The public is invited at this time to comment on and discuss any topic that is relevant to or within the authority of the Planning Commission, including any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item. Is there any member of the public that wishes to come forward to address this subject matter? There not being any indication as such, would you so note it on the record, please? All of you, I believe, have a copy of the minutes in front of you. Have you all had an opportunity to review the minutes? If so, may I have a motion to approve the minutes as prepared?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Motion made by Mr. Sadler to approve the minutes, as prepared. We have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Castro. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain. I wasn't here.
Okay. Mr. Plimmel, is there going to be any modification of the agenda? I realize that it's rather long tonight.
No, sir. We'll take we don't recommend modifications.
All right, sir. Thank you. Would any member of the commission wish to disclose any contact with any member of the public regarding any matters tonight or any other matter for that matter? Nope. All right. Thank you. Moving on to public hearing matters, SUP-09-0558, to conduct a one-year review on a previously approved special use permit granted to Rob Lauder, property owners Bernard Cucaro, LLC, and William F. and D. Home et al., for permanent outdoor display of merchandise on property zoned retail commercial located at 1803, 05, 07, 09, 11, 15, 17, 19, and 21 North Carson Street. APNs 002-091-03-04-06. Ms. Pansky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Susan Pansky, Planning Manager. As the majority of the commission, and I think Commissioner Castro wasn't here when this was came before you before, but as a majority of the commission remembers, this is a special use permit that was heard in January of last year for the modification of a special use permit for outdoor display and sales at the Carson Shopping Center. And as a part of that special use permit approval, because we had had some concerns about compliance issues in the past, we had put a condition in that said that they needed to come back after a year for an annual review or 1 year review with this commission to ensure their compliance. So that's what they're here to do today. And I've noted in the staff report that their 1 year would have been up in January, but at staff's request, they were nice enough to accommodate us moving it to February because we had a lighter agenda on this meeting. So just for a refresher, this is located at Carson Shopping Center. It's located on North Carson Street, just to the east of the Bath Street intersection, as we see on the aerial here. And I have some photos of the property currently that I'll go through quickly. This is the north egress, the main exit out of the property with the exit-only indicators that we had required as a part of the special use permit modification. Display area number 3, which is the largest display area in the shopping center. And as you can see, it's pretty dormant because they're in their winter season, and this is typically a nursery function in the summertime and in the spring. But they are maintaining their space limits that they're required to as a part of their special use permit. Display area number 3's northwest corner with the clear space above 36 inches. You can see that they're complying with that. The lights kind of indicate where that line is on the corner that they needed to maintain that clear space. Handicap parking and loading that was added as a part of the restripe of the parking lot. Display area number 3 with the fire lane striping, and then also display area number 2 with the pedestrian striping around. And as you'll recall, one of the conditions for display area number 2 was that it maintain only a 6-month period where they had display out there. So they're in their period where they're not utilizing the display. But when they do utilize it, they butt right up to the pedestrian striped area, as they're allowed to do in the special use permit modification. And then the walkway clear space. Now, I know that it's wintertime right now, but they are in compliance, and we have checked several times throughout the year to ensure that they're in compliance. They typically have shade plants under here during the summertime, and they have been maintaining their required spacing. We recently, well, as a part of the annual review, the applicant contacted us and indicated that they'd like to make a few minor modifications. And so we went through what those modifications are, and I'll go through them briefly with you. Everything that they're proposing, we felt really could be handled at a staff level. It didn't need to have additional approval with the Planning Commission because it doesn't require modification of the conditions of approval. So essentially, we're saying that we can approve that at staff level, and we basically have, so they can move forward with those changes. But just for the record, I'll note what those are. The first one, change the easterly of the two handicap parking spaces in front of the Carson Mail Depot. And that's these two handicap spaces here, as I showed you in the photo. To a standard unrestricted parking space. So you can see in this site plan here that one of the spaces is being proposed to change to a regular space as opposed to handicap. And in exchange for that, the applicant would like to put a handicap space on the eastern part of the parking lot with a loading zone to accommodate the patrons on that side. There are a lot of handicapped patrons that visit the gun exchange in particular, and when we had restriped this area with the smaller spaces, which is allowed by code, we received a lot of complaints. So this is a way to address that. They lose a space, but in the grand scheme of things, staff is fine with that. The second one, move one section of Evergreen Jeans shop, 1815 to 1809 North Carson Street. Vacate the three parking spaces in front of 1815 used for display and occupy three spaces on the north side of A to Zen. Now, what they're talking about is right now the display area in display area number three occupies this whole area here where it says note two on the site plan. What they're proposing is to move it over to display area number two. And this is actually a condition that already existed in the original special use permit. They have the allowances in the special use permit conditions to make this change. So they're basically just telling us they're planning on exercising that. And just as a reminder, what that condition says on display area number two, display area number two shall be limited to maintain a 12-foot drive aisle on the west side of the display area and a 16-foot drive aisle on the north side of the display area, and shall include a 6-foot stripe buffer to serve as a pedestrian walk zone as shown on the site plan. So that's actually showing what's currently there today. That's describing that. It further goes on to say, if the display from display area number three is relocated to display area number two, the relocated display area shall be subject to the same minimum drive aisle requirements as that of display area number two, and shall be limited to the three spaces adjacent to display area number two. So essentially, they're just exercising that option because they have a desire to lease the space where Evergreen Jeans nursery area is in front of right now. And then finally, the applicant is requesting that the area to the west side of A to Zen, which is here on the site plan, be restriped so that the spaces are facing diagonal, the opposite direction of where they're facing now. So right now, the way that this site is configured, it's an entrance at the very south side, and then parking spaces are diagonal in where people can enter in from the south. But they're really not utilizing that driveway at all. It's hard to see. You come on it pretty quickly, and so this parking area is really not being used extensively. So they've requested that that be changed so that the main entrance would be here at the middle, and then they would be able to go down to the south and then park in front of A to Zen. And staff doesn't have a problem with that either, but we will request that they do another do not enter sign at the south location to ensure that everyone understands that the only place that they'll be entering in now will be the middle driveway. So we're recommending approval of the review, and I'm happy to answer any questions. The applicant and applicant's representatives are here as well.
Okay. Mr. Satter, you have a question? Ms. Satter?
If memory serves me right, in January when they were here, the gun exchange was requesting, was hoping to get a handicap space down in that area in a loading zone at that time. I mean, this obviously is... The gun exchange is happy with this change?
As far as I know, I don't recall if they were asking for a handicap parking space. I wouldn't be surprised if they were. And in talking with the owner when we were going through our compliance checks, it's my understanding that he's wanting to do this specifically to accommodate the gun exchange and their concerns.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions, Ms. Pansky? We will allow the applicant and his representative to come forward to make any statements regarding this matter.
My name is Rob Lauder. I'm the engineer for Carson Shopping Center.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
You could just, is there something there for him to write his name on? Do you need that?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And we're basically in complete agreement with the recommendations. And we really don't have anything further to add.
All right, sir. Any questions of Mr. Lauder? All right, sir. Thank you very much. We'll bring it back to the commission.
My name is
Mike Sudley, I represent Evergreen Jeans. And he's kind of a real party and interest here. And I just came here, I wanted to thank staff. In the last year, we've had a lot of give and take, and there's been, I think, a great level of cooperation at this time. And there's been a lot of working together to make this a very good project. And we, on behalf of Evergreen Jeans, we'd also urge approval. And thank you all for your time and effort that we put into this.
All right, sir, thank you. Would any member of the public have a desire to come forward and address this application? Let it be noted for the record, there's no indication from the public to address this matter. We'll bring it back to the commission for discussion and motion. Is there any further discussion? I'm ready for a motion.
I move to accept a one-year review of the previously approved special use permit granted to Rob Loader, property owner, Bernard Bernard and Casero LLC, and William F. and D. Horn et al. For permanent outdoor display of merchandise on property zoned retail commercial located 1803-05, 07, 09, 11, 15, 17, 19, and 21 North Carson Street, APNs 002-091-03, 04, and 06, and to determine that the special use permit is in compliance with the conditions of approval set forth by the Planning Commission on January 29, 2014.
We have a motion by Mr. Sadler to approve this.
I'll second.
We have a second by Mr. Eswin. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Are there any nays? Unanimous. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is F-2-SUP-15-002. To consider a request from Nevada Organics LLC, property owner DBB Holdings Incorporated, to allow a medical marijuana dispensary on property zoned general commercial located at 135 Clearview Drive, Unit 119, APN 009-161-20. Ms. Pansky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is a request for a medical marijuana dispensary located at 135 Clearview Drive. And I'd like to note for the record that this applicant has received their provisional certificate from the state. The previous medical marijuana dispensary special use permits that you had heard back in October had not received their provisional certificates as of the date that you heard them. They were decided that they wanted to come in front of the board first, as opposed to waiting for their provisional certificate. However, this applicant is one of the two that was awarded a dispensary certificate in Carson City, in part based on this location that they're asking for approval for today. So the property is located, as I mentioned, at 135 Clearview Drive. It's located at the very eastern side of this parcel in Unit 119. It's right off of Carson Street in the general commercial corridor. And just to show you what the existing shopping center looks like, this is the entire one building of the center, and over to the right in this photo is where the dispensary is proposed to be located. And then just a close-up of what that looks like. The applicant's proposing this dispensary in the existing 1,374 square feet. They'll be selling medical marijuana infused products, and medical marijuana paraphernalia. And you probably remember that this applicant also came in front of you last month for their production and cultivation facilities. So those facilities that you approved last month will be supplying this dispensary. They are proposing a significant security plan, which I've outlined in the staff report, which includes on-site security guards, an alarm system, video surveillance, restricted employee access, steel door frames, solid core doors, buzz and locking mechanism, and a variety of other things that I won't go through point by point. They're anticipating about 130 patients a day, and that can be accommodated by the parking lot that exists for the entire shopping center. Only 5 spaces are required for their square footage that's being used. It's 1 space per 1 space per 300 square feet is what's required, and based on their 1,374 square feet, they would need 5. But because it's a shopping center, they have access to all of the parking, which includes not only the 44 spaces that are on the site, but also a total of 97 across the entire shopping center here, because this all functions as one large shopping center. So more than enough to accommodate the patients that they're proposing to have. The hours of operation that they're proposing, I believe, are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that's well within the restrictions that we set forth in the ordinance, which is from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they would be 7 days a week. Their floor plan that's up on the screen now kind of shows what it will look like inside. To the right on this photo is the north. So the main entrance that to the parking lot is this waiting room area. The patients would need to come into the waiting room and would need to be separately admitted into the display area. It kind of functions like the office area of a doctor's office. And then the retail area is in the back with a sales area, manager's office, and then a restroom. Because of this configuration, and it's similar to other dispensaries that you've reviewed already, we don't anticipate that there'll be any product visible from the outside of the facility. And they do meet all of the development standards that we've set forth in our development standard code. So we are recommending approval. We have not received any comments for or against this project, and the applicants are here as well as the applicant's representatives. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions of Ms. Fansky by the commissioners? Mr. Sadler.
Just for, are all those little numbers, are those all cameras that are up on the walls and all around the, I mean, like one, all the different numbers?
No, I don't believe they are, although I don't know that for certain. They are numbers that are calling out something that we don't have in our information in our packet. Yeah, the applicant actually has redacted some of the information, including locations of security cameras, just for security purposes, and staff is fine with that.
I'm just curious. Thank you.
Are there any other questions of Ms. Fansky? If we could have the applicant and or representative come forward, please, regarding this application.
Thank you. My name is Bill Meyer. I'm the CEO of Arizona Organics.
That's Bill Meyer?
Yeah, Bill Meyer.
You heard the statements that were made by Ms. Fansky?
Yes, I did.
All right. And are you totally familiar with the conditions for this particular application?
Yes, I am.
And you totally agree with those, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. Do you wish to make us any statements at all?
Well, Planning Commission, thank you, and staff. We have some experience with this. We're well received in Arizona. We're going to do the same thing here to make City of Carson City proud of us. We have operated without incident for over 2.5 years, and we anticipate that to be the case here. Everything that was presented was totally accurate. I would be delighted if we see 130 patients a day. We're not going to see anywhere near that to start, and it might be several years before we get to that. Drawing the conclusion, we have 53,000 active patients in the state of Arizona. The state of Nevada has 8,000, which roughly 1,000 is in the north, and I'm not sure how many are in the Carson City and geographical surrounding area. But we would be delighted to see 40 or 50 patients a day in the early going. As far as the cameras, every inch of our dispensary, interior and exterior, will be covered, except the bathrooms for obvious reasons. Our security system is second to none. You will not see anything visible from the street. It'll look like a professional doctor's office. And with that, I thank you for considering this application.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Excuse me just a moment, sir. Yes. Any commissioners have any questions of this gentleman? All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll bring it back to the commission for discussion, comments, motion, whatever. Oh, excuse me. Any member here from the general public wish to come forward and address this particular subject matter?
Good evening. My name's Jeff Furman, also Nevada Organics, also here in Carson City. Also, once again, in front of the Planning Commission to state my objection to this, because I do believe this is going to be a nuisance for my family and for my neighborhood. The growing operation is one thing, dispensary operation is another, and with the internet access and everybody typing in to find the places and courses of action to go but do business, I do believe it will bring them right to my doorstep in my house. I do not have the security that they're supplying. I don't have the money for the security that they're supplying. The best I can do is you're no trespassing signs, no, stuff like that. I've got my security lighting around the house. But the plain and simple fact of life is I do believe this will bring a nuisance because of the name association. And this is a very, very large concern and a safety concern for my family.
All right, sir, just a moment, please. Any commissioners have any questions of this gentleman?
Just, Mr. Sadler. Just out of curiosity, do you have signs at your house? Is that where you work out of your home?
My office is out of my home at this point, and my yard is in Mount House. But I have had my own customers show up at my house realizing they're in the wrong spot because I don't have piles of dirt and landscape supplies laying around the yard. It's obvious that it's a residence. But marijuana has been dealt out of the house since the beginning of time. Landscape materials have not.
But is there any signage at your house declaring the name of your business?
No, there is not.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions of the commissioners of this gentleman? All right. All right, sir. Thank you. Would any other member of the public wish to come forward and address this application? Let it be noted on the record, there's no indication from any other member of the general public to address this matter. We'll bring it back to the commission for any comments or discussion. Any comments or discussion?
I guess I have a question for staff, because I wasn't here at the last meeting when the discussion of the name occurred. I read in the minutes that there were some discussion. Has anybody looked or contacted the Secretary of State's office about business names and what the...
I got a little bit of information on it from talking into business license, and I forget who I talked to exactly with the city, but basically, it's the name issue. First of all, I would say this is before you is a land use decision,
right,
not on the name. I think that's more of a, perhaps even at the business license level and what you're permitted in Nevada to name your business, and that's up to the Secretary of the State and not us or the Planning Commission. I understand his concerns, and it could possibly be something. If that truly becomes a problem, maybe that is something we can address through this process, but generally speaking, then you can name your business whatever you can legally, for the Secretary of State, name your business in Nevada. And I've heard it can be even these very, very close names that sound the same or have just even very slight differences, and unfortunately for some, I guess.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It's just been my experience, like with street naming, you can't have a typically, in a community, you don't have a street that has a name that can be confused with another one. And
the city has control of naming streets, and we have a process so that our emergency services get involved in reviewing the names of new streets. And I think over the years some have been changed just for that reason, so that they don't sound the same. That is something that's in the city's control to change.
No, it comes up as an issue, and I just thought I didn't know what had been transpired last time. Thank you.
Could I have you come forward again, please? I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask you. And just identify yourself for the record again, please.
Jeff Furman, Nevada Organics.
How are you listed in the telephone directory?
As Nevada Organics.
Nevada Organics?
Yes. It's ICS.
ICS?
Yeah, the very end. It's Nevada. It's spelled out Nevada Organics. O-R-G-A-N-I-C-S. That's the proper spelling of the name. And that's where my concern comes in, because if somebody does a Google search and they don't know how to spell it, they're going to do their little search, and it's going to show them up, and it's going to bring them straight to me, not to them.
Well, if nothing else, you're going to have a busy telephone.
I'm not worried about the telephone. I'm worried about the people that are walking down my driveway, because unfortunately, we may want to call it medical marijuana, wink, wink, and I'm not here to debate the merits of it. We're not also talking about the cleanest cut people in the world. I grew up with it in the neighborhood that I grew up with. I'm sorry, Mr. Plamel. I know what the stuff's about. I know the people who do it and smoke it. A lot of them are respectable individuals. There's a lot of them, if you read the sheriff's logs, that are not so much.
Okay, let me ask you this question, too. Have you contacted the Secretary of State's office regarding this matter?
I've written a letter to the editor. I've tried to talk to the Secretary of State. I mean, I've almost exhausted almost every avenue that I know of other than starting at this commission, because this is the only forum that I've been able to get an audience at.
So have you checked, and is this new company, are they listed the same way your company's listed?
At this point, I have no idea what their listing is. All I know is a DBA under a different name would solve a whole lot of problems. I have no problem or issue or ill will towards this company or what they're doing. I'm a capitalist. Let's go make some money. But please do not bring a liability issue to my door that does not need to be had. That's all I ask.
I understand.
And I mean, well, as you stated in the last meeting, you got 30 years of law experience. We both know what we're talking about here.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
My last point.
Sure, go ahead.
Is just there is a precedent in this state for this. The Nevada State Contractors Licensing Board will not allow any kind of a like-kind name between contractors because of the confusion.
Okay. Have you talked to the applicant here as to how they're going to be listing their name in the telephone directory?
Attempts to try to get a hold of them have basically went nowhere.
Okay, thank you. Could I have you come forward for just a moment? Let me ask you that question. How are you going to be listed in a telephone directory?
We will be listed under the name Arizona Organics.
Okay, will it be the same listing as they have?
I don't know what their listing is. I have not seen it.
Nevada Organics.
You know, when we applied to the state for the name, we operate under the name Arizona Organics in Phoenix. And it was an obvious transition to try to bring the same identification to the state of Nevada. So we applied for the names, and we saw that there was no duplication of names and received the name certification from the Secretary of State and proceeded forward.
All right. Thank you. And that's something the two of you may want to discuss. I realize it doesn't have anything to do with this particular meeting, but it's liable to alleviate a lot of pain and anguish for both of you. Otherwise, you're liable to get a lot of telephone calls that he's supposed to get.
We need to, we can certainly think about that, but we've got an application approved by the state under
yes,
the name Nevada Organics. And I don't know what the process is for name changes. I haven't considered it. So.
And all I'm trying to facilitate here is a little discussion to alleviate any conflict as you possibly can. I realize it's not under consideration as far as this application is concerned. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times we want to do everything we can to maintain the quality of life for all of our business people in the community.
Yeah. If it becomes a problem, I can give the gentleman my cell phone number. He can call me. We can address it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. We'll bring it back to the commission. Let me just try one more time to see if any member of the public would like to address this. Any member of the public wish to come forward and address this particular application? Again, there doesn't appear to be any indication as such. We'll bring it back to the commission for any discussion or any further comments or motion. All right, we have a motion by Mr. Sadler.
I move to approve SUP-15-002, a special use permit request for Nevada Organics, LLC, property owner DBB Holding, Inc., to allow a medical marijuana dispensary on property zoned general commercial located at 135 Clearview Drive, Unit 119, APN 009-161-60, based on the findings and subject to the conditions approval contained in the staff report.
We have a motion for approval by Mr. Sadler. Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
Second by Mr. Steele. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are there any nays? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Thank you all very much for your attendance regarding this matter. We're going to be moving on now to other subject matters. Mr. Plimmel, staff reports.
Thank you. I just have a few items to report on this evening. First of all, regarding items that have gone to the Planning Commission in the past that were at the board earlier this month, at the board's first meeting in February, they adopted on second reading the rezoning of the property on Old Hot Springs Road to general industrial, if you recall that. At the second meeting in February, I gave the master plan annual report that was before you back. It was back in November, but we waited for the new supervisor to get on the commission and for the agenda to get clear enough early in the year to where they had time to get the annual report on. So it was the second meeting in February that I finally got that to them, and they accepted the master plan annual report as presented. And also at the second meeting, you remember from your last planning commission meeting, the zoning map amendment for the convalescent care facility at Washington Street, Mountain Street, that was approved on first reading by the board in February, and that'll go to second reading, first meeting in March. Also at the first meeting in February, the board approved the downtown design contract for design services for Carson Street, the Third Street Plaza, Curry Street improvements, all together called the Downtown Urban Design Project for the purposes of the contract. So there'll be a lot of things going on in 2015 related to design and planning for that. With the first key point, that there's a lot of work up front that's not gonna, they got a lot of work to do just to get a lot of the base mapping done and things done. So kind of the first point of public contact to get feedback is tentatively set for April 14th. I think that's a Tuesday, mid-April, to have a public workshop. They'll be discussing the theming, so kind of some of the basic theme for downtown from which they'll start to develop the more detailed design concepts, and there'll be points throughout the design at which they check in with the public and the Board of Supervisors. So I'll keep you updated as that goes, but if you want to start thinking about putting things on your calendar, April 14th is kind of the first point in that. With regards to items for next month, applications we've received, we have a number of special use permits. We have five special use permits on the agenda already for the March meeting. We have one for another medical marijuana cultivation facility on Old Hot Springs Road, which happens to be the property where the zoning map was just changed. So that's coming back. There's another two special use permits actually for one property for a medical marijuana cultivation and production facility at Highway 50 East and about as far out Highway 50 East as you can go. We have a special use permit for a communications tower as part of NV Energy's Emerson substation. It's not truly a telecommunications facility like a cell tower, but it is a communications antenna for their use, and it exceeds the height, so they need a special use permit for that. They'll be coming to you. And then finally, a special use permit for multifamily dwellings in a retail commercial zoning district on Janelle Drive, which is on the near Winnie Lane and on the west side. It's actually a property that Fish owns actually. They've had it donated to them. That's why they own it. But so that'll be coming, and that'll be coming to you next month. That's all I have to report. Anything else? That's our report.
Mr. Sattler. Just out of curiosity, Lee, if we just approved a dispensary that goes with a grow facility, and there's unlimited grow facilities. So if the other dispensary has its own grow facility, what happens to all the stuff they're growing? Who's going to be buying that?
Vegas.
I mean, they can grow it.
It can be moved anywhere in the state.
It
could be to
Washoe.
It can't go. It can't leave the state, but it can be to any of the dispensaries in the state.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I just have a question, Mr. Sattler. You know, I realize you're involved with medical supplies.
Yeah.
You're going to be involved in this as well?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
My wife might have a greenhouse garden center.
Okay. Any other comments?
Quick question. Ms. Pansky, how much longer do we have you?
March. I'll be here for the March meeting. I won't be here for the April meeting. I probably won't be here for the May meeting, but I'll be back for June, July, August, and forward. So.
Very good. Congratulations.
Okay, any other questions or comments from commissioners? Am I being any? I would like to have it on the record that we'd like to invite any member of the public. We have one gentleman sitting here, and for all these months, he's never come forward to say anything, but we'll offer the opportunity for the general public to come forward, provide any comments. There not being any indication as such, we'll bring it back to the commission for a motion.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. Eswin to adjourn, seconded by Mr. Sattler. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.